Chazal say, Kol dar shela nivna beis hamikdash biyomav, ki ilu nechrav biyomav. Any generation in which the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in their days, it's as if it had been destroyed in their times. Meaning, had the Beis HaMikdash been in existence today, in our generation, because of our sins, it would have been destroyed. We would not be worthy for the Beis HaMikdash to endure. And this is a mind-boggling statement. What about all the generations, with all those tzaddikim that preceded us? Had they had a Beis HaMikdash, it would have been destroyed? What about those generations that had such mysterious nefesh for Torah mitzvahs? They broke the ice and frigid weather to toivel themselves in a mikveh so that they could perpetuate further generations. They subsisted on meager pieces of moldy bread so that they could observe the laws of kashrus. What about the people that literally sacrificed their lives on Kiddush Hashem? If this statement is to be taken literally, then the generation in which the Beis HaMikdash will finally be rebuilt will somehow have to manage to be greater than any generation that preceded it. Because if all the previous generations were considered destroyers of the Beis HaMikdash, then is it possible that the final generation will manage to be more righteous than all the other generations that preceded it? It is well known that the generations are becoming progressively weaker. You read this Adaris. So to which generation can Mashiach possibly come to? As Fasemis says something very profound. Since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash over 1900 years ago, there's a quota of merits that must be met in order for us to be zoichet to the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem has a specific number in mind. So every tefillah, every tear, every mitzvah, every word of Torah is collected carefully by Hashem and He puts it into His vessel. And when that quota is met, that is when we will be zoichet to our final redemption. Says the Sfas Emes, there have been many generations following the Churban in which there were many exceptionally worthy and pious people. And they began the process of filling up that vessel. And every subsequent generation adds to which its preceding dar has already generated. So the Geula will come as the result of a cumulative process in which the spiritual achievements of every generation will be added to those preceding generations until we finally reach the target level. Therefore, every generation that adds spirituality to the world is participating and actively building the Beis HaMikdash. We say in Shmoyne Ezrei, Baruch Ata Hashem, Boine Yerushalayim. Present tense, He's building Yerushalayim. We don't say Yivne Yerushalayim, future tense. We don't ask that Hashem should build Yerushalayim, because the reality is that Hashem is constantly building Yerushalayim every second of every day. For every mitzvah, for every good deed, Hashem is adding another brick, another brick. And if the nisoyon is greater, if the challenges are greater, He's adding a row of bricks, or an entire wall. And this does not apply only if we actively do a mitzvah. Every time we abstain from doing something inappropriate, every time we bite our lip and don't speak, and we don't respond, or we close our eyes and we don't look, or we close our ears and we walk away and we don't listen, Hashem adds another brick. As human beings, we can only see the things that people do. We can't see things that people don't do. But Hashem sees the things that you didn't look at, the places that you didn't go, the hurtful words that were not spoken, the words that you did not listen to. So the more difficult the challenge, the more that gets added. Now, Hashem is adding an entire wall, or entire entrance. And when Mashiach comes, and the third Beis HaMikdash will descend from heaven, every brick will have a name on it. This brick was generously sponsored by Moshe, by Leah, by Dina, by Chaim. Can you imagine having your name on an entire wall? Or on one of the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash? The Menorah? Or the Mizbeach? And they will not be selling the bricks every Simchas Torah. These names will be on there for all eternity. We understand reward for things that we physically do. Doing a mitzvah, learning Torah, doing chesed. But when we don't do something, when we abstain from doing something inappropriate or seeing or talking or hearing something that's inappropriate, we think, okay, that's natural. This is what we're supposed to do. There's no reward for that. But the reward for Sheva Al Tasa is just as great as doing something Bekim Vaseh. So every second you abstain and hold back, it's as if you're actively doing a mitzvah. And that act of restraint is adding another brick. It's helping build the Beis HaMikdash. May we be zoiche to witness its glory and its splendor speedily in our days. And now we know. Have a wonderful day.